So let's review. Our shir began with the Gemara continuing to explain the Mishnah. Amar Meir, midivreim lamanu, shesorifin truma tahira im hatmei bepesach. Meir said that he learned from the words of previous Tanoim that one may burn chametz of truma tahira together with truma tamei on Erev Pesach. However, Meir did not state which earlier opinion he was referring to. The Gemara offers five possibilities. It cannot be that Meir was based on Reb Chanina Sgana Kahanim permitting the burning of kachim that was on a lower level of Tumah with Kachim that was on a higher level of Tumah, because in Reb Chanina Sgan HaKahanim's case, both items were already Tumah, whereas Reb Meir permits burning Trumah Tahira with Trumah Tameah. It cannot be based on Reb Akiva permitting the burning of Pasul oil in a Ner Tumah, because in that case, the oil is already Pasul, whereas Reb Meir permits burning Trumah Tahira with Trumah Tameah. It may be that Reb Meir understood that Reb Chanina Sgana Kahanim permitted burning kachim that was only tamei midrabanan, with kachim that was tamei midaraisa, because in something that is already tamei midrabanan, the rabbanan were lenient, allowing to transmit to it a higher level of tuma drabanan. It cannot become tamei midaraisa, because one food cannot be tamei another food midaraisa, only midrabanan. Reb Meir learned from there that truma tahira may be burned with truma tamea. Since the truma is asa midrabanan, albeit not because of tuma, but because it is chametz in the sixth hour, it no longer needs to be guarded from the tuma midrabanan transmitted from one food to another. However, if we understand Reb Chanina Sgana Kahanim to be speaking of where both are tuma deraisa, of course Reb Chanina Sgana Kahanim cannot be the source of Reb Meir. Therefore, Rish Lakish Mishum Bar Kapara suggests that when Reb Meir said midivreim lamanu, he was not referring to Reb Chanina Sgana Kahanim or Reb Akiva, who were mentioned early in the Mishnah. He was referring to earlier Tanaim in general, namely Reb Eliezer and Reb Yeshua. The Gemara then seeks to find the ruling of Reb Yeshua, which could serve as a source. There is a machlekes regarding Truma that is Suffolk Tuma. Reb Eliezer holds it must still be guarded from becoming Vadei Tame. Reb Yeshua holds there is no obligation to guard it from becoming Vadei Tame, and one may leave it exposed and unprotected where it is likely to become Vadei Tame because it is already unfit to be eaten. However, this ruling of Reb Yeshua cannot be the source of Reb Meir in allowing to burn chametz of Truma Tahira together with Truma Tamei on Erev Pesach, because Hasim Grama Be'alma Hacha Be'adayim, Reb Yeshua only allows causing it indirectly to become Tamei, while Reb Meir allows one to actually put them in the fire together. Elahar Reb Yeshua. Rather, Reb Meir was based on Reb Yeshua allowing us to catch leaking wine of Truma Tahira in a Kli Tamei in order to keep it from ruining the Chulin Tameyan it was about to fall into. Apparently, we allow a person to be Metamei the Truma directly because it will not be usable anyway if it falls into the Chulin Tamein. Similarly, Reb Meir allows being Metamei the Chametz Shal Truma Tahira on Erev Pesach when it is not usable anyway. In the Mishnah, Reb Yossi argues with Reb Meir and says, your ruling is not comparable to your source. Now, in the previous Peshatim, the differences were clear, as earlier explained by the Gemara. According to this final Peshat, Reb Yossi is arguing that Reb Yeshua only permitted the Issur d'Rabbanan of being Metamei, the unusable Truma, directly because of an otherwise hefsid merubah, a significant loss of the chulin wine that the Truma would have dripped into. In the case of burning the chametz shal Truma Tahira separately, it only would involve a hefsid mut, a minor loss of having to use some more wood for another fire. Amr Abasi, Amr B'yechanan, Machlekes B'sheish, Al B'sheva D'vrei HaKol Sarfin. B'yechanan teaches that the Machlekes of Reb Meir, who allows the burning of chametz shal Truma Tahira, together with Truma Tameya, and Reb Yossi, who does not allow it, is only in the sixth hour on Erev Pesach, when the chametz is only asa midrabanan. But in the seventh hour, when the chametz is asa midaraisa, even Reb Yossi agrees that one may burn them together. Once the Truma is disqualified midaraisa, we need not guard it from becoming tame. Rashi adds, Ein lecha tuma gedel mizeh. The Isser chametz is as great a disqualification as tuma. The Gemara points out that Reb Yechanan assumes that Reb Meir is based on Reb Chanina Sgana Kahanim, like the third understanding mentioned earlier, and not based on Reb Yeshua, like the final understanding of Reb Meir. According to Reb Yechanan, Reb Meir understood Reb Chanina Sgana Kahanim as allowing even kachim that was only tamim midrabanan to be burned with kachim that was tamim midaraisa. Therefore, Reb Meir likewise permitted burning Truma Tahira in the sixth hour when it's asa midrabanan with Truma that was tamim midaraisa. Rabbi Yosi understood Rabbi Chanina's Ganakanim as allowing only kachim that was already tamim midaraisa to be burned with kachim that was already tamim midaraisa, but on a higher level. Therefore, Rabbi Yosi only permits burning truma taira in the seventh hour when it's asa midaraisa with truma that was tamim midaraisa. The Gemara attempts two proofs to support Rabbi Yochanan's point that in the seventh hour, even Rabbi Yosi would allow burning the truma taira with the truma tamea. First, hapigul v'hanoise v'hatame b'shamei aymrim ein nisrafin ka'achas u'bisil aymrim nisrafin ka'achas. The bisil allow burning pigul v'noiser with tame, apparently, because once something is asim d'raiser, we're allowed to make a tame. The Gemara refutes this proof because pigul and noiser are also considered tame midrabanan. Therefore, since it's already tame midrabanan, we're allowed to make it tame midraiser. Whereas chametz in the seventh hour, although asa midaraisa, is not tame at all. Perhaps Beis Hillel and Rabbi Yosi would not allow making a tame. Second, the Gemara cites a braisa. Pas she'ifsha v'nifsala melech la'odam. Moldy bread, which is not edible. V'nisrafes ima tameya bepesach. If it's truma, it may be burnt together with tame bread. So too, chametz in the seventh hour is halachically inedible and may be burned with tame bread. The Gemara refutes this comparison. Shani hasam d'afra be'amahu. Moldy bread is physically inedible and considered like dirt, and therefore we may allow it to become tame, whereas chametz in the seventh hour is only halachically inedible, and we do not allow it to become tame.